live
from Universal Studios Hollywood in beautiful Los Angeles, California.
This is About Last Night with Brad Williams and Adam Ray
on the Toad Hop Network.
What is up, everybody? This is the About Last Night show with me, Brad Williams, and over here, my partner in crime, the Robin to my Batman.
And now the elder statesman
young guy. Not as old.
I'm almost getting to the point where people are going to think I'm actually like, I did actually pull you out of a toy store or something. If we're walking around on the road.
Yeah.
Hey, man, he wanted to stay at that Toys R Us. Would you just like, I'm like, yeah, well, I got a PlayStation in my pants.
I don't even know what that means, but it sounds cheaper.
And the graphics are better.
Oh, man. You know what? I was going to go into a bunch of other stuff, but I can't. There's one topic I got to talk about right away.
Let's get right into it.
Because
you're a little shaken up.
Yeah. It happened this morning. I tweeted about it. I don't know if you ever missed a day of work because maybe you had the sniffles. But I got hit by a fucking bus today, okay?
Jesus Christ, man.
I got hit by a bus.
How many hours ago?
Let's see. We're recording this at 3 o'clock. It happened, like maybe 8 hours ago.
Brad, that's
because I was flying in from Kansas City. Now, let me tell you the story. Here's what happened. I'm a little shaken up, but I'm okay. First of all, let me tell you guys, I'm okay. I mean, other than the whole dwarfism, I'm fine. I'm fine. So let me tell you what happened. I was flying home from Kansas City. I had a great weekend at Kansas City Improv. Thank you, anyone who is listening to this, who came out to those shows.
We appreciate it, Brad.
And tell you what, good barbecue.
Barbecue.
Talk about that later, too. But so I'm being dropped off at the airport. Now, we get dropped off at a hotel shuttle that drives us to the airport, drops us off one of those little middle island things.
Sure.
And we start walking, and then there's a bus coming, so we all stop like normal, good human beings. One guy, wearing headphones, keeps walking. So he walks into the street where the bus is coming. Now, slamming on
his
brakes.
Just jamming out to his tunes.
Yeah, just going straight ahead. And
isn't it funny that this happens all the time, by the way. People, whether they're on the phone or even listening to music, if you have anything else to distract yourself than focusing on like not dying in certain situations, if he'd gotten hit and killed, you know what? You know what serves you right for not paying attention to fucking life, man.
Yeah, exactly.
That's happening around you. Anyway.
Life doesn't care that you're jamming to Nickelback.
Yeah.
Which I'm guessing he was because he's a douche. Anyway, moving on. So
I want a bathroom I can play baseball in
and not be hit by a bus. So he steps out into the road. Now, we all scream at him various things of, bus!
As if he's on Contestants Row at the Price is Right.
Yeah. Just like, bus!
$7.95
is the number of the bus. Jesus. That's about to hit you.
Shit.
So we're like, stop, go, run, stop, run, shit, bus, fuck. Like, we're yelling all this stuff. And then I'm just like, I just drop my bags, and I say, fuck it, and I run out. Now I shove him out of the way.
You tried to save him?
Yeah.
I didn't know this was part of the story, man. I thought you were just minding your business.
No.
And guess what, man? You being a little bit smaller just was fucking not on your side on this day.
No! I mean, so I
what the fuck, man?
I tweeted about it this morning. Some guy's like, couldn't you just like duck under it? No, I'm 4 foot
duck
four.
Duck under it?
Yeah. I can't duck under a bus.
Can you just lay under it like it's a Flintstones mobile?
Yeah, exactly.
Have them run over you?
Yeah, no, that doesn't happen. I jump and I just like shove the guy really hard. He falls out of the way, and the bus is still coming, braking, but still coming. I try to get out of the way, and the bus like clips like my leg and hip area, and I like spin and fall over.
That's almost worse than getting hit dead on.
I mean, that's not true, but he was stopping.
Yeah,
so it's all right. And then
holy shit!
Yeah, and then I like.
You spun around? So
yeah,
when it clipped
around.
Did you kind of fly in the air a little bit or what?
No. It was slowing down enough to where it just kind of bumped me a little bit. I mean, still, it's a bus hitting you, making contact, enough to knock me over.
Yes.
And so I fall down. Everyone's freaking out, and I'm just kind of staying calm. Like, okay, make sure you're not paralyzed. That's you know,
for sure.
Thing
that's
number
a
one.
Decent concern.
And the guy comes over and he's like, "Hey, dude, what happened?" I'm like, "What happened?" Well, first of all,
they have the headphones did it, or the bus driver was?
Yeah, the dude with the headphones comes out.
Why'd you shove me, man?
Yeah, why'd you shove me? What the fuck? And I saved your damn life, and I hate to say it.
No.
I hate to say it.
Who saved his life?
A midget saved his life,
dude.
Here's the thing. This is why I'm so pissed off. The guy never thanked me.
What?
Never thanked me.
Dude, here's what's wrong with this situation. First of all, you don't thank somebody for saving your life.
Yes.
Bad news bears. You don't thank a midget for saving your life. 10 years, bad luck. And this is going to happen again.
Yes.
And guess what? Guess who's driving the bus? Fucking all 9 Oompa Loompas.
We're all driving,
dude,
that shit.
He's going to get it, dude. That's how karma works, man. Not only is he going to, this is going to happen again, and he's going to die, but
absolutely,
it's going to be a fucking midget convention, and it's all, and they're all driving it, and they're going to hit him, and they're going to know, and they're going to hit him.
We'll have targets up. Are you kidding me?
Dude.
I'm putting, and here's the thing.
That's how do you not thank somebody for saving your life, man?
I understand shock. I get that.
Yes.
A bus almost hits you. A magical midget comes down. Your fairy god dwarf runs out and, like, shoves you out of the way. I can get that you're a little discombobulated at the moment. But
take a second to step back, though.
But here's the thing. He was on my flight.
What?
Kansas City to Los Angeles, nonstop, on Delta. He was
on
that flight.
So you've already shared a connection in fucking the sky.
Right? And he had 3 hours to look at me and go, "Oh, by the way, thanks for doing me a solid. Oh, you know this air I'm breathing? Thanks to you, I'm still doing that."
Wow, dude.
Nothing. And the fact, okay, I didn't want to bring up the fact that he was a ginger.
But you know what, man?
But he was a ginger.
It's
and
a
that's
solid
just
point.
That's just proof, no souls. Gingers have no souls. How do you not thank a midget for saving your fucking life?
That's,
and at that point, I wish that karma would have just, like, caught up right that moment.
Get him.
And I shoved him out of the way, and he stands up, goes, "Whoa, what happened there?" And then another bus plows into him. That's what I would have liked. I would have been thankful at that point.
Sure. And I understand your frustration, because that's you know what, man? He got a second chance, and
yeah.
You have to be aware of that shit. And I mean, fuck, how do you not?
I thank people when they hold the door open for me.
Now, is that, when you say gingers have no souls, and
no souls.
We've all seen that YouTube video of the ginger kid, right? Who, it's got 5 billion hits of this ginger kid who talks about having no souls.
Oh, yeah.
He's flipping out.
Yeah.
And South Park spoofed him.
Yeah. Because he's complaining about it, right?
I actually made a video where I took the same thing I do with my Skype voice lessons, where I took his video talking to his camera,
mm-hmm.
and I spliced in with me as if I was like a big brother to him. And so I'm like talking to whatever. But this kid, so I mean, he was fired up about that. But do you think that really is a consistent thing, that it was him not being?
I have no idea how that occurs. And so now, in my head, I'm thinking, all right, there is a new criteria for me attempting to save a life of another. You know what I mean? You can't, like if you're a dwarf, I will automatically go. I will automatically save you.
Yeah.
Whatever. Friends, family, automatic. I will try to save you. Hot chick, automatic.
Done.
I will try to save you because
you saved a stranger with headphones, a ginger stranger with headphones on your flight.
Yeah.
But you know what? You get, and here's the thing. He loses points in the game of life on this.
Sure.
You gain like 20 karma points.
You think so?
For sure, dude.
All right.
Because you risked your own life.
Yeah.
You risked your life for a ginger.
I know. That's bonus.
You also, I mean, here's the thing, man. The bus, like, and when somebody said you could have slipped under. Here's the thing. Yeah, the bus driver also going to have a more difficult time seeing you than seeing a guy
with
headphones.
Right, exactly.
So you risk your life times 10 because of that.
Yeah.
Like, any other stranger at the same height is going to push, and the bus driver probably, who knows, maybe you don't have, I mean, how about this, that you're the only one on that sidewalk who decided to jump in there.
Right.
And everyone else probably has at least 8 inches on you.
Yeah. How much do they feel like pussies?
Yeah, dude.
Like the fucking...
They lose karma points for watching you run in going, "Oh, well, shit, I probably..."
Special needs kids runs out and he's like, "I'm a superhero." And I go do it.
Right.
What the fuck is wrong with your legs? Your legs work. Are you kidding me? I was the only one.
Wait, are you saying that if it was like that situation is similar to if we were outside of a Baskin Robbins and it was burning to a ground and a kid with Down syndrome ran in there to save everybody and we were out there like, maybe we should have gone in with him.
Exactly.
Wow.
Same thing. Wow. I mean, yeah, and then knowing the Downs kid, he would come out with all the kids and ice cream. Like,
and I got cookies and cream. I got cookies and cream, and it wasn't melted from the fire.
Oh, my God.
Jeez. I'm just, I can't.
Well, I'm glad you're okay.
I mean, I'm happy, obviously, that I'm okay. And don't worry, I'm not suing. So someone said, are you going to sue the bus? No. The guy tried to stop.
Yeah.
He slammed the brakes. He didn't anticipate, let alone a ginger stepping out in front, let alone a midget running out in front of him. He had nothing to do with it. I'm not blaming him, not blaming the airport, not blaming any of them.
Nope.
I don't want to earn money that way. I'm blaming the fucking ginger. So now, if you guys see any ginger in Los Angeles,
take a good hard look at them and go, not saving your life today.
Exactly.
And ginger's everywhere. Look in the mirror and think about think about where you want your legacy.
Right. You've got to step up now. Yeah. You've got to do some
stuff. This guy just took you guys all back 10 years.
Bill Burr can't do it all by himself.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
He's like the one ginger I like. And all I'm saying is, if you're listening to this right now, ladies, if you see me around, I've earned a blowjob. Okay? I've earned that.
Saved
I've done
your life,
it.
Man.
Put it on the wall. All right?
You were a hero.
I'm a hero.
You're a hero for a day, man.
I'm fucking Batman. I'm the hero that guy, not that he needed, but what he deserved. I don't know what the fuck that quote is. Yes, I saved him. Midget man. God, I'm so...
That's a pretty good Batman.
Right? Christian Bale Batman.
Well, I'm glad you're right, buddy.
I'm happy I'm okay. I'm good. All that's fine.
Because
I'm
that would have been the worst birthday present ever, by the way.
Which, by the way, because, you...
I stepped into a new decade. I said goodbye to my 20s and said hello to the big 3-0.
I love that you said goodbye to your 20s when right now, if you're looking on the Toad Hop website, you're wearing a Reading Rainbow t-shirt.
Put a flies in the sky. Yeah, I can go twice as high. Take a look.
Oh, yeah, you're mature.
In a book. Reading Rainbow, Reading Rainbow.
I can go anywhere.
Take a look.
Okay.
It's in a book. Reading Rainbow.
Oh, yeah, you're 30.
you're I mean, so 30. I will always. See, here's the thing. I brought that up. You know, I think singing the theme song legitimizes me wearing this for at least another year or two. But then, yeah, there gets to a point where this falls, a Reading Rainbow vintage shirt falls into the category of like, oh, but see, for me, it's holding on to an era I loved. And I definitely consider myself a kid, somebody that just never wants to grow up. And, you know, and that's, I struggle with that because it's like, well, you are an adult, you got to pay your bills and take care of yourself. But all I want to do is eat fucking Frosted Flakes and wear No Fear t-shirts. But, but I mean, there will become a time where these fall in, not to Ed Hardy category.
No.
Where you're like dragons and dildos and and bears. Oh, my.
right, exactly. Like, by the way, you shouldn't be able to walk by someone, brush up against them, and cut them with your t-shirt.
That's hilarious. Is that a bit?
No, it's not.
That's really funny.
But it okay, and especially with me, I'm 4 foot nothing. You'll scratch at my face, all
right?
I don't want that.
That's
so
really funny.
Leave the shit.
The blades on the shirt.
I know. It's like, oh yeah, I'm hard, man. I got dragons with a tail that'll cut bitches up. No,
that tail looks real. Yeah, it's because it's a fucking Swiss Army knife sticking out of the side of this sleeve. So anyway, I turned 30, and I was in Chicago for the Just for Laughs TBS Festival at the Laugh Factory with a white Chris D'Elia.
Oh, and that's pretty much like a brand new club out there, isn't it?
Two, three months open.
Uh-huh.
Fucking gorgeous.
Great
club.
And you were there, and you're there with Chris D'Elia.
Chris D'Elia from TV's Whitney.
TV's Whitney.
And
all
just
right.
A hilarious comic and really good friend. And
he is. And for those of people who just know Chris from the show, if he's ever in your town, there's an act you got to see.
I mean,
Chris D'Elia is funny as hell, man.
He's solid, man. And he keeps getting. I mean, you know, I've same thing. You and him both, man. I think I've seen you guys for the last 3 years, and it's really awesome to see you guys fucking just mold into these dope headliners, man, that are just that kill it from top to bottom.
Chris puts on an absolute great show. He now follows Dane Cook at the Laugh Factory regularly.
Honestly, Dane follows him a lot too.
That's true.
But so we were in Chicago at the Just for Laughs festival and doing these shows. And I turned 30, and Chris doesn't drink, which is fine, but there's plenty of other people to drink with me. But I spread it out throughout the shows. I never really got too hammered.
Okay.
But on Saturday night, my birthday night, I'm walking around the streets, trying to find a bar or whatever.
Well, sure, because it's your birthday, so you want a party. You have that. Because as you get older... Yeah, the birthdays kind of lose significance, but at the same time, when it's your birthday, you think, hey, that's my night.
And last 3 years, I've been working, which I actually like. Like, I'm not on a big, like, I want to throw a party at a, like, unless it was, like, quite honestly, if there was, like, a laser tag arena or something, I would organize a birthday party. If I had the money to get 20 of my, like, great friends to play laser tag for 3 hours and have my own booze, that'd be fucking great.
You know what? I'm not going to talk shit on laser tag because there's a place right by my house called Laser Quest, and I play there all the time.
Dude, fucking yes, and that's bullshit that you've hidden that fact from me.
What?
I will make the drive.
You're a laser tagger?
Dude.
It's on
a little weird that you just call me a laser tagger, but I enjoy laser tag if that's what you mean.
It's fun.
It's the best. Do you get to load up? Do you hold up your gun at a thing and it reloads?
Reloads. We're talking about reloads.
In Seattle, there's a place called Qzar.
Okay.
Where you had to hold up your gun and went like when it like lit up and it like reloaded your ammo.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh no, I just play unlimited ammo, unlimited lives. Right,
well, this is gonna be great.
Yeah. But the only thing is some of the only days I play on Mondays and Tuesdays because that's when I'm in town. And Tuesdays at this particular Laser Quest where I play at, there's a group of Marines that come in every fucking Tuesday, every Tuesday,
and they fuck shit up.
Like
Marine laser tag.
They're doing hand signals and they're barking out like, oh, from over here, you hear, they're doing shoulder rolls and
dude,
shit.
Dude, I would love, I've never done ecstasy, but that sounds like the day to take ecstasy and play laser tag with fucking Marines.
Oh, it's ridiculous. and they're playing against like 7-year-old kids who are there.
Who probably know what they're doing, though.
Yeah, but they're the Power Ranger cake and they're just trying to have a good time.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And then it's like, hoorah, we will not leave a man behind. This is Laser Quest. This is serious shit.
Mommy, that Marine elbowed me in the face.
Why does your laser tag gun have a bayonet?
But this is my birthday. Birthdays are for pussies. So I'm walking around the streets and turning 30, and I feel good, you know, like, you know, 30 is, I definitely remember 30 being like super, like much older when you're younger. Like I remember being like 10, meeting somebody that was 30 and was like, whoa, you're going to die soon, right? Because you just don't know how much older it is.
Yeah, exactly.
And, but you know, feel good. Don't totally have, my roommate did tell me this, not my roommate, who told me this?
Just make a name.
Somebody told me that Bill Gates made $234 million when he was 30.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, cool, man. I had Frosted Flakes for fucking dinner last night.
Right.
So,
that's
I guess,
awesome.
I guess you got to start somewhere.
Yeah, exactly.
On the same path. But I'm walking around the streets. And first of all, I recently cut my hair yesterday, which I'm not happy about, but I will show in a minute. But my hair, you know, I'm blessed that I'm not bald.
You have a mane. I'm not going to lie. Adam Ray has got some damn fine hair.
You know what? I take pride that I've been blessed in that department.
All right.
I got friends that don't, and it's whatever. So I'll get compliments like, you know, hey, fucking Stamos, or my mom's Jewish friends will call me Travolta from fucking Welcome Back, Cotter.
All right, Welcome Back, Cotter era.
Sure.
Not massage Travolta.
Pre happy ending. Abab babadooba, but I bet jerk me off with your hands.
Oh my god!
Yeah, yeah. So I'm walking around the street, and there's a homeless man in a wheelchair.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? And I just thought to myself, and I don't know why, he's black. And sometimes that's not imperative to the story.
Sure.
I have a friend who references the race in stories when it's not fucking necessary. We'll be like, yo, man, me and my buddy Kyle. We're at the fucking park, dude. And Kyle, there's a whole bunch of pigeons, right? And Kyle runs up to the pigeons. And Kyle's black, by the way. And Kyle runs up to the pigeons and goes, and the pigeons fly away. And I'm like, okay, first of all, shitty story.
Right.
Second of all, why didn't you even tell me Kyle was black? are these racist pigeons that he fucking stumbled upon?
Right. Well, he just wants you to know that as he was running towards them, it was dramatic because he's black, so he's faster.
Yeah, okay.
So it happens really fast.
Hate pigeons? Like, is that why he was chasing
them? Hey, man! I don't have to fuck with no pigeon, man!
Motherfucking birds taking all my motherfucking black space! And then I was like,
thank you,
pigeons...
Mac. That's a good birdie.
Thank you. I was like, were these pigeons? Yeah, I mean, race flying away, being like, you know, fucking scary black dudes.
Exactly.
So, excuse me, that is an important detail for the story, this guy being black, because what he said to me, I'm walking by, I see him staring at me. My flowy mane is waving in the air. It was looking good that day. It was my birthday.
Cool.
I made sure.
Confident.
Whatever. Cool, confident.
Cool, confident.
Cool, confident. Barbizon.
Put some powder on your balls that day. You're feeling good.
I took care of every department.
Right.
And I'm walking down the street, and this guy, I turn around, and I see him staring at me, and then he just makes eye contact with me and looks at me and goes, "What's up, shampoo nigga?" And I stopped and I stared at him for a minute, and I was like, because guess what, man? Not only have I never been called a nigga before, I've never been called a shampoo nigga before.
A shampoo nigga.
And then I go, so, and I immediately, by the way, know what he was talking about. I was like, but then I stared at him and then he pointed at my head. So
oh,
then,
like
your hair looks, and I can only assume he
like
meant,
he was referencing your elbow at that point.
Yeah, right. I can only assume he meant your hair looks nice, looks like you shampoo. By the way, you're also a nigga. Or maybe it was just, because I don't think it's like he cut off part of a sentence and it was, hey, do you know where I can get some shampoo, nigga? I think he was directing a nickname to me in that moment.
Which, by the way, you walk down streets, you pass homeless people. Hey, man, let me get a dollar.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, brother, can I get a
always
a
wanting
drug?
Something, never
and,
giving.
And that's, I mean, at least he's giving, but, you know, and especially being in L.A., we've learned to tune out homeless people because there's just so damn many.
And look at the sound bites we're missing out on, dude. By tuning out, by walking by homeless people and going, yeah. Dude, how many other shampoo nigga nicknames have been... First of all, how many homeless compliments have been given out that we are just disregarding on a daily basis? Homeless compliments. That's fun. Dude, that's a Shel Silverstein poem or...
right?
Or some sort of great...
And, like, what do you do in that situation? Because, like, you've been trained as a white man in America that whenever you hear that word, it's, like, terrible. It's just... you freeze.
Sure.
Obviously. Like, what do you have a comeback for that? Like,
thank you. You say thank you.
You say thank you.
I said thank... He said... here's what happened. Shampoo nigga, thank you. And I said happy birthday to myself as I walked away. Because that was clearly the best birthday present I was going to get that day, or probably for the rest of my life.
That's so cool.
Adam Ray friends out there, friends and family, you want to top this birthday? You're not going to be able to.
Oh, my God.
Unless you sit in a wheelchair on the corner of Chicago on State and Division
unless,
Street.
Like, a Mexican calls you a conditioner spick. Or something like
that's
that.
That's hilarious. Now, do you...
Fuck.
Let me ask you this. Did you feel any sort of discomfort with me saying nigga?
Not at all, because it's the guy saying
it. It's the guy saying it. Plus, it's the GGA, which I feel
like...
Because I've always been a huge advocate of... I mean, I'm not a big fan of comics saying it on stage, like GGER.
Yeah, all of
whether
that.
Whether it's fits the bit or not, I just... I don't know, man.
And that's fine.
But there are, I mean, shit, man.
You're quoting him.
Louis C.K. has a bit that is fucking kind of genius with it, but about the news people making him say it.
Right, when they
say the N-word. You're taking responsibility from it. You're making me say it. Like, when he says it in his head. Like,
exactly.
That's fucking genius.
Which is absolutely brilliant.
But, I mean, for this, and it's, because then as it happened, as I tell it to you right now, I'm like, God, is that something worth sharing on stage? Like, in a way, because I've been searching, quite honestly, for a way to sometimes, like, reference, joke about my hair.
Right. That's a pretty good one.
But, like, I think it being in the thing where that was the best compliment I got.
Right.
And it is, because it is kind of, I don't know.
I just think that anyone should tweet you now, Adam Ray Comedy, at Adam Ray Comedy, hashtag shampoo nigga.
I mean, it's pretty great, dude. And, dude, quite honestly, how great of an album title would that be?
Oh, man. No, so, like, did you go out and play pickup later, like, to see, like, crap, I'm a nigga now, do I have a good jump shot?
Right. Like, I've always had a great jump shot.
Oh, okay,
so,
well, there you go. I mean, yeah, exactly. But, dude.
So great birthday, and shows were great. I know we got to take a break here, but coming up also on the show, you guys, I got a new iPhone, and I got Siri.
Oh,
we're
going
to talk about that.
Okay.
We're going to talk about Brad's barbecue adventures in Kansas City.
Yeah, before I got hit by a bus.
Also, you're going to be playing golf this weekend in Pebble Beach.
Yes.
I'm going to be in Seattle at the Parlor Live Comedy Club in my hometown.
All right. So, we got some good stuff. And actually, you bring up your homeless story. I've got a homeless story to tell. I think I told it on More Stories. But
that's fine, because I've got three other homeless stories in the back of my mind that I will give a that we will also share. One of them being a homeless man screaming outside my window while I was trying to jerk off. This is about last night. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Toad Hop Network, radio worth watching.
Frank here for ShoeDazzle.com. Well, not so much for ShoeDazzle.com. I'm here for you, guys. If you're looking to do something special for your lady and you don't want to really think about it, you go to ShoeDazzle.com and set her up with an account. She goes on and she picks out her style, and ShoeDazzle.com does the shopping for her. They get her own little boutique where they give her shoes every single month. And women love shoes. Us, really not so much. We could care less. But they love them. You'll get super huge points if you just get her an account at ShoeDazzle.com. Hot shoes and accessories personalized to fit her unique style. New products are added regularly, and you only have to buy them if she likes them, which I'm sure she'll like them. But the great thing is, every pair of shoes is only $39.95. So this is really a no-brainer, because you don't have to think about anything at all. You get her an account at ShoeDazzle.com, and you look like a saint the rest of your life. So sign her up today at ShoeDazzle.com by clicking on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner, typing in the word Heidi, H-E-I-D-I, and you'll get 20% off. So sign her up today at ShoeDazzle.com.
If you haven't been listening to App Addicts...
Yeah, that's the crazy thing.
And we actually posted that on our social media, that is going to affect Facebook users.
Yeah, it's going to affect their... Yes.
So there was an article that just came out that said that... And we mentioned this a few shows ago, that... The vast majority of Facebook users are now mobile. They're looking up Facebook on their phone, on their iPad, whatever.
Right.
And Facebook is having a really hard time monetizing that. So they're this huge company worth over $100 billion that isn't producing revenue, or at least not anywhere near their actual valuation, which is crazy. So to offset that problem, what they're doing is they're now going to put advertisements in users' news feeds and timelines.
App Addicts, Fridays at 4 Pacific, only on the Toad Hop Network, radio worth watching.
Hey, it's Heidi and Frank for ScoreBig.com. There's been two ways to get tickets up until now. You can go to the venue or team site and buy your tickets directly, or you could go to the big ticket sellers, the scalpers, if the tickets for the really big events are sold out. And you can pay way, way over face value.
Who wants to do that? Who would do
that? Nobody!
That's stupid. You don't have to do that anymore, thanks to ScoreBig.com, a great website where you always pay less than retail, and you never, ever, ever pay any ticketing fees. That's ScoreBig.com, and you can save up to 60% on tickets.
Every ticket on the ScoreBig website is below retail price, guaranteed. Great events: Lakers, Clippers, Kings, USC, UCLA basketball, Disney Hall, Geffen Theater. Mention specific teams in a list.
Well, you did. And I think that's perfect the way you did
those
that.
Those were teams in Southern California, but ScoreBig.com is everywhere.
Everywhere.
I got a tweet from a guy saying he's got his Giants tickets and he saved 30%.
Awesome. Thanks, ScoreBig.com. And that's what we're talking about. Not just nosebleed seats, everything from the floor to the rafters. And again, no service or shipping fees ever. Your offer at ScoreBig.com is what you pay.
Always listen to retail, never any fees, ScoreBig.com. Then type in Heidi and Frank to get the passcode. Skip the line.
Yeah.
Start shopping right away. Get your tickets today.
VIP treatment.
Don't
there.
Wait. Type in Heidi and Frank.
Do it right now. What are you still sitting here for?
ScoreBig.com.
Proof why I was never a cheerleader. I can't spell.
There's more proof than that.
Quenching the thirst of the power dog. That five-sided fist are gone. There are pocket full of shells. They barely got no family with a pocket full of shells. They barely got no family with a pocket full of shells. They barely got no family with a pocket full of shells.
Now back to About Last Night
on the Toad Hop Network.
Well, this has been an already an eventful show.
Brad's a hero.
I got. We talked about
bus
me getting
almost killed.
Yeah,
him.
Almost got hit by a damn. Did get hit by a damn bus, and saved a life.
Got hit by a damn bus. That also could be the name of your first book.
Which, by the way, don't you think that he should have some obligation and now do something in life?
Yeah.
Like, you just got saved.
You have a second chance. You have a new lease on life, man. Go out there and fucking...
Cure cancer.
Yeah.
And nothing else besides that is acceptable.
You know what? At this point, that's what he has to do to rectify his karma situation.
Of not thanking me.
You have to, like, I'm not saying, like, help an old lady cross the street.
No.
Go teach underprivileged kids how to say the word yellow. But he needs to.
He's got
to
do something.
The bar is super high.
It's like pretty much the My Name is Earl show.
Yeah.
He's got all that.
He's drowning in a pool of shit, bad karma, bad karma shit,
yeah.
And the only way to be pulled out by some really sexy lifeguard, male or female, you know, I'm going to leave it open to whatever you want for that lifeguard to look like.
Sure.
You need to step it up. You need to be saying, I'll do this, as he's pulling you out.
Yeah. But
or she.
Yeah. Whatever. But and then yeah, of course, then now you're 30.
And let me show this haircut.
You're
real
an
quick.
Old man.
I mentioned this.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
So,
show your haircut
locks,
to
shampoo
viewers.
Nigga, right?
Right.
Guess what, dude? And there's another thing. A day after I get called a shampoo nigga, I cut my hair. Like, what is? Like, what am I? I should have never. I should have been like,
you've earned that.
I should have taken a picture of that do like mm-hmm. my hair in that moment and been like, mm-hmm. that's what I need to always have it look like.
Okay. So let's see this. Yeah.
Not that bad.
Short. It's good.
Shorter. It's clean.
Shorter.
Clean cut. It's clean cut, Adam.
Yeah. Go to ToadHopNetwork.com and if you're listening to this on iTunes and watch the feed to see Adam's, not golden locks.
I mean, it's, you know, it's in the back. I mean, you definitely, the girl too, like, God bless her, but here's my problem with some of these.
We got to talk about fucking pretty soon because we're talking way too much about hair.
No, that's fine, and we will. Yo, we're getting right into it. Hey, hair is an essential piece of fucking bread.
Okay.
Here's the thing, man. People who work at hair salons, mm-hmm. I get that you went through school and you've got your certificate and
yeah.
everything, but when people say they want a certain thing, like, fucking try to be accommodating. Like, this girl, even, God bless her, the second time I've gone to her, I said, don't cut too much off on, because I like its length, but I just don't want it to be short. Because last time I was here, I said the exact same thing and somebody cut it too short. Mm-hmm. She starts cutting, doing all her thing. I'm kind of spacing out. Next thing I look up, she's doing certain things. I'm like, all right, that looks okay. Then I see her just go, that looks much better. And anytime they go, that much, looks much better, you know, that means they made it what they wanted to look like. And she goes, you have a nice face. I couldn't really see your face. Well, guess what, bitch? You don't live with me, and I live with me, and I didn't ask for this fucking, and I'm not going to name the place, but it rhymes with booties. And it starts with an R. Now, they are in competition with a place called Floyd's, and I will mention them.
Oh, yeah.
Because they gave me a haircut that I ended up making a YouTube video about online, because this haircut was so bad, Brad. And there's a video online, and you can YouTube it, Adam Ray, shitty haircut, where literally they shaved the sides of my head. This woman at one point was yanking my head. I had to say to one point, are you okay? Never in the history of a haircut, someone holding scissors towards your fucking head, you should never hear yourself go, are you okay? She fucking shaved the sides. I looked like Sonic the Hedgehog, right said Fred. It was like...
You got like one of those Rihanna haircuts? It it's like shave and then just like faded over?
Dude, totally. It was Rihanna meets Kid and Play meets fucking like a bad Vidal Sassoon commercial. So... I post that video. Floyd sends me an email saying, hey, we're so sorry. We saw this video. It circulated to our corporate office.
Oh, wow.
We want to apologize by offering you free haircuts.
All right.
And I said,
go Floyd's.
Are you fucking stupid? Free haircuts. That's what started this whole fiasco. You don't apologize and rectify a situation by offering the thing that started the whole
more
problem.
More shitty service.
If somebody kicked your ass outside of a bar and fucked you up, and they called you up and was like, dude, I'm so sorry, man. I was fucking hammered. I busted your nuts. And I want to make it up to you, dude. So if you want to meet up, dude, I'd love to fucking just, you know, punch you in the mouth a couple times. Just to say I'm sorry.
Hey, so sorry I gave you herpes. You want to, I just got back from a trip to
Africa.
Come
over, let me make it up to you.
Yeah.
And give you gonorrhea.
Yeah, sure, why not?
Just to say I'm sorry.
Just to say I'm sorry. Just so we're all
let
even.
Anyway,
that's
all right.
Hilarious.
Well, let's talk about sex so we can man this up a little bit.
Well, yeah, and I don't know.
We had some great bum stories we're going to talk about.
Oh, right. Oh, I had my story, yeah.
Come on.
And I told a story on the More Stories podcast, but I'll tell it here too. I had just gotten back from playing a round of golf, and I had my clubs in the back of my Mini Cooper, by the way. Yes. I drive a Mini Cooper.
Do people not know that?
Well, I don't think they know, but I feel like I have to say it. I mean, it's just weird because whenever people see me getting out of a Mini Cooper, they just look at a midget getting out of a Mini Cooper like, I knew it! Like, they're just like, I know! It had to happen like that. But yes, I drive a Mini Cooper. It's a great car.
It's a great car. You look good in it, too.
Damn sexy. So I'm driving, and I pull up to the off-ramp, and if you live in Southern California, it's the Harbor Boulevard off-ramp of the 91 freeway. And then I pull off. There's a homeless person there, and it's a red light.
How long ago was this, by the way?
This was 6 months ago.
Okay.
We make eye contact, and once you make eye contact, you feel really bad about doing stuff.
Because they basically say to you, as they look at you, they go, I know you got money.
Yeah.
And you're like...
It's like that fucking Sarah McLachlan commercial for the ASPCA. In the arms of the angel. You're like, fuck, I gotta go save a kitty.
Yeah.
I was playing golf on a Tuesday. So it's like I feel like, okay.
Oh, God, you had clubs in your car.
Yeah.
You had some shirts hanging up.
Yeah.
You were just
like,
eating.
Right.
You had like 9 different types of food that you were just eating at the light, being like, well, it's so good being able to afford stuff.
Oh, shit. Yeah. And so I roll down the window and I call the person over and I give him $1. This chick takes the dollar, looks at me, gives the dollar back.
Didn't want your dollar?
Didn't want the dollar.
Why?
I was looked like, what do you want? And she actually said the word. She's like, you need it. Bitch.
You need it?
Bitch, I am driving a car. I'm wearing a collared shirt. Wait. I got golf clubs in the car and it's Tuesday.
There's nothing about your situation that says I need a dollar right now.
Other than midget. Other than the fact that
she
looked at
it. That's the only
thing. That's the only thing I could think of.
You need this dollar to try to... buy yourself some taller legs?
Right. Like, hey, you know, stilts have got to be pretty expensive. Every dollar counts.
That's fucking incredible.
So that was...
Oh, my God. Like,
and on the Jay Moore podcast, Ryan Sickler, who also has a great podcast, said, which is called The Crab Feast, 5 stars, fuck The Crab Feast.
Jay Larson.
And then I told him that story, and he goes, it's like she was acting like you were an indigenous people, and she was helping you out. It was nuts. It's like, hey, here we see the native dwarf pulled up in his Mini Cooper, the preferred mode of transportation for all little people. Look how even though he is a poor, crippled being, he still tries to give a dollar to someone else.
Little does he know, he needs that dollar to afford small shorts, small shoes, and anything else that fits his feeble body.
So yeah, that's my homeless story, and yeah. So now I just see. And what have my stories taught me today? I've saved a guy's life by jumping in front of a bus for him.
Fuck yeah, you
did not get thanked. Tried to give some homeless people a buck. They gave it back. I'm sorry. I ain't helping no more. Fuck y'all.
You're done, huh?
I'm done. The only charity I'm giving to is charity who dances at the Spearmint Rhino on Wednesdays.
Well, that's fair. She needs a dollar.
She needs a dollar.
Unless she's a dwarf, then she can go fuck herself. And I will not give dollars. I wonder if that whole... I don't give a dollar to dwarves applies for every aspect of life, or take a dollar. Like,
yeah.
What are the situations?
I don't know.
What other types of people does she discriminate
right?
receiving funds from?
Right? Like, if someone came up, but they were in the car that uses, like, hand controls because they're in a wheelchair, do they go, all right, no. If they come up and they're wearing a Cleveland Browns hat, like, you've suffered enough. You need this dollar.
Right.
Like, where does she draw the line of, okay, now this is a dollar that I can use, honestly, to pay for my heroin?
Yeah, that's awesome. Dude, that's hilarious.
Like what dollar is acceptable?
Well, and this goes back to the whole Stamos thing when you said he was afraid of little people, and then I brought up the point about
when I met Stamos, yeah.
Right, John Stamos, about him taking the picture with you and what he might have thought that was going to mean. Like, you take a picture, like in 2 years you become one, or like some weird shit.
Yeah, exactly.
So again, what other fantastical things could she have created in her mind that were possible outcomes if she took money from a little person, right? Like what?
Right. Like it was cursed. Like, maybe it was like that old Stephen King movie, Thinner, where like just like, I like, oh, you took a dollar from the dwarf. Shut up. And then like she starts shrinking, like, I'm melting. That just starts happening.
Oh yeah, or she'll be homeless forever. Like,
I don't know.
Well, you know what? Did I ever tell you about the homeless guy that lives outside my apartment?
No.
There's one that lives in the bushes. Literally outside, like literally, my window looks out on the street that is perpendicular to La Brea.
I've been to your house.
Mm-hmm. And my window, my desk faces the window, and I can see the bush where this guy's hanging out. One time I came home from a show super late. He yells a lot, by the way. He screams a lot. People have called the cops on him.
Okay.
Because he screams. First of all, I'm like, fuck you, man. How do you know he's not rehearsing for some one-act play? You know, how do you know
In L.A., it could be.
You know what?
That could be his big break.
Because at one point, I was sitting there. Well, this is where the story starts. I was giving myself a me hand job, and this guy starts screaming, going, hey, you don't even know what time it is, do you? Do you? Oh, get out of here! So I hear that, and again, I immediately think, first of all,
maintain the erection, first of all.
Well, I was already going, Brad. I was already going.
You gotta finish.
This guy intercepts. So at that point, you're like, well, now I gotta include him as part of the scenario. So now I close my eyes and I go, all right, I'm at a riot. We're having sex in a riot. There's a lot of chaos. You gotta include him at that point. But first of all, him screaming that, homeless rubbish coming from a guy in bushes, right?
Right.
But you give that to like Morgan Freeman, that's probably an Academy Award winning performance. And that's where it's a double standard. Because if you heard Morgan Freeman go, you don't even know what time it is, do you? Do you? Get out of here. You go,
right?
Wow, fucking great
Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman did.
Yeah, exactly.
Give him another statue. But a homeless guy in a bush says, you don't even know what time it is, while you're jerking off. You're like, all right, man, this is not appropriate. So, yeah, you're faced with the age-old question. Do you jerk off to bum screams?
A question that's plagued mankind for years,
by the way.
By the way, bum screams, great band, by the way. Check them out. Oh, my God.
Yeah, dude.
Great album.
They're going to be in Detroit, I think, June 29th through July 3rd.
And then Oakland right after that.
Right after that.
Bum screams.
Coincidentally, is this a bunch of bums screaming the hits of 80s, 90s, and today?
Dude, they're doing like this.
And now the three bum screams sing Oombop.
Oh Bum screams.
Bums.
Wake me up before you go.
No, but it's just screaming. They don't sing.
The fact that you are
able. Caribbean Queen by Billy Ocean. So anyway,
you know now some hipster is going to try that.
Dude, this podcast is creating viral trendy moments on
Absolutely.
A daily basis. So anyway, what do you do, right? Do you keep going? First of all, and that's why I made the point to say I was going first, all right?
Sure.
It's not like I heard him and was like, yeah, those aren't complete sentences and started fucking, you know, I don't get turned on by weird
right,
shit.
Right.
You know,
Schizophrenics. Yeah. That's boner-inducing material.
Yeah. What was that? Was that a compound word? Probably not. This guy didn't finish public school.
Hey, man, if you got more than one personality, it's technically a threesome.
Wow. You know
You're
what?
Welcome. You can have
well
that.
Well played.
You can have
well,
that.
I mean, I'm giving it up for the joke in the moment, first of all, but I might take it. That's
all right,
great.
Take it. I don't give a
funny.
Shit.
You're funny. So he's screaming. I'm like, all right, I can't finish. For one, it's like, first
you
of
think?
All, well, yeah.
you act like
yo,
I'm going to be shocked.
You
like,
say,
what?
Yo,
you can't come with random homeless men screaming
hey
at
man,
you? Incoherent sentences?
We've all been in that moment where it's similar to the heat of passion when you're with a gal and you're like, you know you got to put protection on.
Right.
And you know that's the right move. And sometimes the heat of the moment takes over.
Yeah.
This was similar to where it's like, all right, I have, you know, obviously I'm not going to get pregnant by finishing with bum screams happening.
Sure.
But me thinking I can't finish is because if I do, I'm going to think that I need this now, this environment around me before I do it. I'm on his schedule. Do you see what I'm saying? I'm not going to sit down, open my window, go, hey, get a job, you piece of shit. Ah, fuck you. Here we go. Yeah, here we go. Here we go. Yes, that's all I needed.
So now you're waiting. So like someday you get into a relationship and like you're having sex. She's like, baby, I want you to finish. You're like, can you just like, baby, what do I have to do to please you?
How deep can you get your voice?
Yeah.
Can you scream? Picture you're in some bushes.
I've got a cardboard box on the side of the bed.
Can you sit in that
and yell at me?
And I've got some ham slices that are 6 years old. Do you mind peeing in a pickle jar? And wearing this hat made of straw and Diet Coke cans. And then smearing some shit
you
on
mind?
Your shoe.
And then screaming in the tune of mbop.
Dude, one night I came home and I hear him go, you're never going to get it, Adam! And I
said your name?
I thought he did. I flipped the fuck out, dude.
Right.
I turned around so slow, and then I just hear him go, ah, 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 right after that. And
yeah.
I was like, okay, that wasn't at me. But then I go, okay, he said, you're never going to get it at them.
Okay, hopefully.
But I heard, hopefully. Come on, man. There's no way that guy knows my name.
You never know. Hey, you're doing kind of a semi. He sounds like Christopher Lloyd. He could be coming back from the future. Marty, Adam, you can't jerk off.
You can't. We've got 15 minutes for me to yell at you while you beat off in your room.
Otherwise, the world is lost.
I'm going to watch you jerk off at 15 gigawatts per second. Your cum's got to hit that side of the desk at 192 miles an hour. Oh, we won't get back to the future.
Going back in time. Oh, my God, that is good.
That's hilarious.
Oh, man. Oh, that's so damn funny. I don't know where we go from
where
there,
we
man.
Go from there?
I mean, do we switch topics completely? We just had you jerk.
I mean, you know, it's well. First of all, if you've been in a similar situation, hi, I'm Adam Ray. If you've ever found yourself coming to bum screams, call me or tweet at me what you did.
If you've ever been,
switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance?
Does
comedian Adam Ray finish jerking off while listening to a homeless man scream outside of his window at 3 in the afternoon, even though he was supposed to be working on his taxes, but he put him off because he's irresponsible and turned 30 with a Raging Rainbow t-shirt?
Well, but that also speaks to guys where, like, in I've been in situation where the mood is right with the woman,
yeah.
and the lighting can be wrong, and it's like, this is over. I'm done. I can't do it. You can't stop a man from coming, okay?
You can't stop. You know what?
It's going to happen no matter what.
Should we write that down? Because that might be the prolific thing we've ever said on this podcast.
Right. You can't stop a man from coming. That's like the boulder.
If Barack wants to close this election really down right now, you can't stop a man from coming. Just come. I mean, you're right, though. But women, there's other... the fact that when I asked you... I wasn't going to finish, and you were like, yeah, fucking obviously, but hey, man, there was still a small piece that is like, maybe I can get through this. Maybe
sure.
I can use it in...
You can power through. Because you really, like, and there's been times when you're watching porn, and then it goes to that shot of the dude right before he's ready, and you're like, well, too late now.
How do we get around that? I think you know what? Well, I'll tell you how. I think we have a weird Photoshop department in our brains.
Oh, yeah.
Where it's, you literally... are able to look around male butts and legs and fucking even the sound. That's sometimes tough, but it's like to Photoshop the sound. But I mean, I've gotten pretty good at just being like, it's there's nobody else there.
Yeah.
She's doing it with an invisible person, and I'm totally fine with that. If somebody were to say, oh, you're into chicks fucking invisible dudes, you goddamn right I am.
The worst, I think the worst possible scenario is not even seeing another dude, like when they do that camera shot. I think the worst possible scenario is when you're masturbating and then you're about to finish, but the scene, the porn scene ends right before you go, and then the screen goes blank, and then you see your reflection in the computer screen.
Oh my God, that's the funniest thing I've ever heard.
That?
And you look at yourself, and you jerk off to yourself, and you see the face you make, and you, oh my God, dude, that is fucking hilarious.
That's gotta be the worst thing ever.
The worst thing ever, screen goes blank.
How do you live with yourself knowing?
It might as well, your whole computer might as well shut down, and like a slow push zoom of your sixth grade headshot just slowly zooms in. You might as well just see that and be like, look where you've came from. Look what you used to be.
To be such a sweet, sweet boy till I got a hold of him. Thank you, Bump Screams.
Dude, there's another segment, man.
Right?
I mean, we should... Also with the bump stories, I was trying to find some really soft piano music because I was thinking we could get a great, like, a theme, you know, before we sing, before we tell some of those bump stories.
Mm-hmm.
Could have a great little piano song with... you know, with a little catchy song to segue into the stories, but
bum stories.
Maybe another time.
You know, I'm sure we can figure. Well, that out.
Well, we sure have covered a lot on this podcast. We've got a couple minutes left, and I think it's only appropriate. We talked about you getting hit on a bus.
Yeah.
Hit by a bus.
Still alive. Bring it on, bus.
We've recovered my shitty haircut.
Yeah.
And how you need to have a game plan when you go in, and you need to because. I avoided going to places like that and and trusted that I knew what I wanted. And also, after a while, you just go, you know what, I'm not going to put my hair in the hands of a stranger, which, by the way, is on Broadway right now, Hair in the Hands of a Stranger. I think it's Liv Schreiber and Meryl Streep.
There you go. That's
But I got called a shampoo nigga. And,
that's good.
That's
something you can tell your grandkids.
Oh, for sure.
Granddad, you're not very cool.
Dude,
let me tell you about... You think I'm not cool. Your granddad's a shampoo nigga. That's what we are. You come from a long line of shampoo niggas.
A long line of shampoo. Dude, I'll tell grandkids that I don't even know that story. That's how great of a story. Here's the nicknames I've had through my life. Ray, because there were three Adams in my middle elementary school. Then A. Ray. You know, people love to make up nicknames out of your names.
Sure.
So A and Ray. I've never referred to myself as that because that's weird. I'm not like A-Rod or J-Lo.
Yeah.
But college basketball, whatever. Or in college, but A-Ray, shampoo nigga, never been called that. And I guess what I'm saying, Brad, is for the rest of our friendship and life, I'd like for you to refer to me as shampoo nigga.
I'm going to get you a vintage Seattle Supersonics jersey with that on the back. and then give you $1,000 if you can walk through the hood and live.
Oh, my God.
That might be an update and a challenge for the next podcast. Ah, this has been fun. We got to get going. But before we go, Adam, plug your stuff, man.
Follow me on Twitter at Adam Ray Comedy. Check out all my videos on my YouTube page, Adam Ray 24. They're all at my website, AdamRayTV.com. Posting a new video tomorrow, my first political sketch, Obama and Romney political ad. So nice. Make sure you check out my page. It's going to be great. And I will be at the Parlor Live this Thursday through Saturday. Get your tickets at ParlorLive.com. I will be with my buddy Chris D'Elia. Please come out. And Brad?
Yeah, I will be this weekend. I'm taking a week off, doing vacation.
But
then
it.
I'm going to Sacramento. I'm going to be at Tommy T's in Sacramento. Then I'm going to be at the Ontario Improv. All dates, you can go to bradwilliamscomedy.com. Click on my tour schedule and follow me on Twitter, at FunnyBrad. This has been the About Last Night show with Adam Ray and Brad Williams.
Wait, with who?
What's up?
With who and Brad Williams?
Oh, with Shampoo Digga and Brad Williams. Please, try to remember our names in the morning.
You're listening to the Toad Hop Network, radio worth watching. If you missed Manny to the Max.
And by the way, listeners, if you can call and say whoever the fuck you want to get your freak on with.
Somebody,
or if you guys want to call and ask us some other stuff.
Elmo.
Oh, yeah, because I want to make it go from to
Listeners, that is the one and only Mr. Bang Lee.
Manny to the Max, Monday night.
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schlesinger, I've been friends with her for 10 years. One of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore. Because it's here. And it's funny. And I love you.